written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening. This outline is a valuable tool both during your course and before exam time, or if you're simply interested in the subject. Each outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is up to date and cross-referenced with recent case studies covered in leading casebooks. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included with your purchase are two bonus audiobooks: The Law School Survival Guide, which is an audiobook full of tips and tricks for succeeding in law school, and The Legal Terminology Audio Learn, which reviews the top 500 legal terms you must know. Audio Learn's law outlines support your studies, help with exam preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter. Welcome to Immigration Law Audio Learn. In this outline, we will review the following: the historical and philosophical basis for immigration, constitutional law, citizenship and the U.S. Constitution, naturalization, admissions, non-immigrants, inadmissibility grounds, admission procedures, removal. Introduction. Perhaps no nation has been defined by immigration as the United States of America. The United States is a fusion of people from all around the world, and historically, the USA has had the most open immigration policy in the world. That does not mean that American immigration laws are without complexity or controversy. In fact, immigration in America is governed by many different federal agencies and many legal schemes. Today, immigration law touches nearly every area of American life, from labor to politics, news to entertainment, criminal justice, and even sports. Immigration is also a main priority for the Trump administration that was elected in 2016. The implications for American immigration law are serious and wide-reaching. This outline covers the historical, cultural, and legal framework of immigration law. By the end of this talk, you'll be able to answer the following questions. What political, social, and historical events have shaped American immigration policy? What are the sources of the federal government's power to regulate citizenship and immigration? Which agencies and courts regulate immigration? What rules apply to legal permanent residents and temporary residents? How do people apply and become approved for immigration to the U.S.? What rights and restrictions are imposed on unauthorized migrants? At the end of each session, there will be 10 questions and answers that will help you focus on the main takeaways for your studies. Your goals when studying immigration law are to be able to thoughtfully explain the sources of American law and apply the law to fact patterns about people who want to remain in or immigrate to America. If you can do both of these things successfully, you will score well on your exams. All right, let's get started. Section 1, the historical and philosophical basis for immigration. Why do people immigrate? In this section, we'll explore the reasons for immigration. Why do people leave their country of residence to find a new country? The answer is found in what are called push and pull factors. When people decide to migrate from one country to another, it is usually because something pulls them to a new place. Alternatively, there may be something that pushes people away from the country where they already live. Push factors? Push factors are forces that drive people away from their homes. Push factors relate to the person's home location. Examples include lack of jobs, famine, drought, and other environmental concerns. Poor medical care, disease, war, and religious persecution. The history of migration to America is full of examples of push factors, like the Irish potato famine, the displacement caused by World War II, which included people fleeing both the Nazis and communist regimes, the fall of Cuba to communists, and the Vietnam War. All of these world events caused mass displacement and made living in certain countries very difficult. Pull factors. Pull factors are advantages that the new country has over the old one. These are commonly things like better economic conditions, more religious freedom, better health care, and educational opportunities.